Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my podcast episodes. Thank you so, so much for joining me today. And yes, by the title, we're going to have a little bit of a personal share episode where I'm going to be talking about why I'm taking the summer off, why I'm taking a break, and what I plan to do with that time, but also how I'm going to be embodying my hot girl summer, my abundant girl summer, healthy girl summer, blessed girl summer, and all the rest of the memes that we have been seeing around social media around manifestation word girl summer. So I hope you're really going to enjoy this episode, and I'm excited to dive into this with you today and give a little bit of a personal share, but also talk about what I'm really excited about that's going to come into fruition through this summer period. So as soon as we moved into this house back in May, it became apparent to me that this house's energy was not going to work the same way that my previous house's energy was. And I realized that my old house was very much masculine energy, a divine masculine energy. So it really supported hard work. Like, oh my God, I worked hard in that house for the whole 6 years that I lived there. I birthed a whole new business. I birthed 3 and a bit books and a journal and 2 decks and everything else, a whole business, 2 businesses. So a lot happened in that house. Whereas when we moved to this house, the energy was very feminine. And it was very much like I thought, I'm not going to be able to work in the same way that I used to. But I also don't want to either. So I knew that I was kind of struggling to get back into that flow. And obviously there are a lot of things that happened along this process too that I'm going to get into a bit later on that influenced and impacted that. But for me, it was like this clear sign of, yeah, this is not a season of pushing. This is not a season of working hard. This is a real season of rest and relaxation and embodiment and actually enjoying the fruits of your labor, i.e. the house and work and everything else. So I have been working with my psychic in my business for a while now. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs do this. And I was like, actually, that's really cool to have more of spirit. And of course, I'm very connected to my intuition, but have more of like spirit's input sometimes when we can't always see clearly the path or the road or those decisions or, you know, like what we should be focusing on, right? So basically from having that container with Josie, my lovely psychic, I went to her and I felt very scared. And I was like, Josie, I think I want to take the summer off. And she was like, how weird, I had this thought earlier. She was like, Emma's going to be taking time off. And she was like, I'm shocked. But she was like, this is a full hell yes from spirit. Like, you need to be doing this. And it felt so exciting when I said those words, first of all, to Josie. It felt exciting because I was like, this feels so in alignment. Like, it didn't really matter what she was going to say, I was going to do it anyway, but it felt really exciting to be able to say that. And then obviously I'd spoken to my partner about it. I'd spoken to my parents, my loved ones, my friends, and every single person was so, so supportive. I spoke to my team about it, thinking, oh my God, they're going to probably be like panicking, like, why is Emma taking a break? every single person was like, hell yes, you take that break, you deserve it, you're gonna have the best time, like this is gonna be the best thing for you. And I truly wholeheartedly believe that as well, because, you know, for the last 10 plus years, I have been hustling, quite frankly. I was working really hard with my couponing business. Then 7 years ago, I transitioned into this business. So for all of my 20s, and I think this was quite a, I don't want to say sad realization, but like a profound realization, that I turned 30 in August and I was like, oh my God, for your entire decade of your 20s, you've been an entrepreneur and you've worked hard. You've made a lot of sacrifices in terms of your time and your joy and travel and, you know, like, I guess the quote unquote, I don't want to say normal things, but like, you know, the things that you would kind of expect to do in your 20s, you kind of have put on the back burner because you were so focused on work and so focused. And the thing was, is that I think a lot of my 20s, it was a trauma response in terms of like, you know, this was something I could really positively throw myself into. But equally, it was like the universe was pushing me to do this. So I knew that in my 30s, as I go into this new decade, that I didn't want to have the same energy. I didn't want my 30s to be another hustling decade. I wanted it to be an enjoyment and embodiment of the fruits of my labor, like letting my work work for me more and being able to take a step back and say, look what you've built. Like, this is incredible. And actually allow it to support you as well. Like, allow the universe to support you more and know that you have dedicated 10 years of your life. And look what huge success you've had out of this. So I don't regret it one bit. Like, this is not me saying I regret that. It's me saying, well, you've dedicated a whole decade. So dedicate this next decade to having fun. Dedicate this next decade to really enjoying life more and getting more out from life in terms of, you know, making time for the things I really want to do. Because as much as, you know, our commitments and responsibilities change, I've definitely noticed the last year or so, you know, from moving in with my partner, having Luna, like my responsibilities and free time absolutely has changed. And now we have a whole house as a responsibility too. So for me, I'm like, I just really want to sit down and do this course that I've purchased. I just really want to sit down and have so much time to read all these books. I want a break. And I feel like my body is just like so ready for that. And I feel like a lot of people are probably expecting me to say, oh, I'm having a break because I feel burnt out, or I'm having a break because something doesn't feel in alignment, or I'm having a break to reset, realign. And frankly, I'm not, none of those. Like, I have such a great work-life balance. I've, since moving into this house especially, I feel so relaxed. I feel a really great work-life balance. I just feel like there's also that energy of you need to rest coming in. So that's kind of impacted that a little bit. But overall, the balance is definitely there. And it's something I've worked hard to cultivate for many years. And I feel like this year has been such a really relaxed energy in a really good way for me through work. And again, like, my health is all good. You know, there are obviously some things I want to work on, you know, like in terms of health and things, but there is not a reason why I'm taking this break other than to literally just have fun and have time off. So I want to start off with that, because I feel like a lot of the time when we see people, you know, taking sabbaticals or taking breaks, there's this like huge reason why. And I don't want to worry anybody. There literally isn't. I just fancy some time off. I've worked hard for 10 years and I want to go have fun. I want to go travel. I want to go do some fun stuff. And it's as simple as that. But, you know, I think a lot of the time, and I said this in my YouTube video, that I must have, I guess maybe I don't see it, but I must have this incredible, like, image that people see where they literally think that I don't take time off, I don't have weeks off through my team, because I have such an incredible team who support me and help with the running of this business. So I think people would be generally surprised when I say, like, I actually take regular week offs, like I travel when I want to. Obviously, we've just bought a house, so timing wise, that's what's impacted us this year. But yeah, like, there's never been a problem of taking time off or whatever. It's just when I am at work, it's like one project after the other, which is obviously a very blessed position to be in and very exciting. But I think after 7 years of that, especially in the spiritual sphere, and 10 years, obviously, altogether, it's just like, do you know what? Have a couple months off, babe. You deserve it. So I'm more than looking forward to it. And I'm really excited for what's to come out from that as well. And I don't think there's anything in particular that needs to be a huge transformation or a huge life change or anything like that. It's more of like, well, an embodiment, just enjoy it, hun, just do what you want. So my intentions for this time off is, like I was saying with health, is actually more around fitness. So I am really good. I'm very like routine queen here. Routine is my middle name and consistency is my middle name. So I've never had a problem with that. But I do really love my yoga. I love walking. I love doing dance. I love my new Peloton. So I don't have any issues with things to do or like feeling motivated with fitness. It's actually more, I just want to be more conscious with it. So yeah, it's more of just like small tweaks and changes. So I don't necessarily feel like I need to lose weight or anything like that. It's more about just being like present and conscious with my time and like with my exercise, if that makes sense. Like just being able to, yeah, enjoy it a little bit more and dedicate a bit more time. But it needs to be sustainable because obviously I don't want to like have this epic routine and then September comes and it's not, you know, sustainable anymore. So it's all about just small tweaks, small opportunities to explore a bit more with that, if that makes sense. And the second goal is to read more. And again, follows on beautifully from that in terms of I read every day. I just don't always have the time to read more than 10 pages. And for me, I just want to like have that time to sit and read a book more fully, more present, more, you know, actually get through a lot more books than just one a month sort of thing. So again, I'm not holding myself rigidly to these goals. These are just sort of like intentions that I would like to experience and work on during my time off. But equally, I'm totally open to this time off teaching me things as well and bringing things in. And do you know what I mean? Going with the flow a bit. I don't want to like structure or rigidly plan this time off because that's not what this energy is about at all. It is going with the flow. It is relaxing. It's being open. It's actually just allowing my days to be expansive and do whatever the heck I want, basically. Travel is another goal during this time. So I have three ideas / booked holidays that I want to go on over this time. Very exciting. Love traveling. Not so much the flying, but I do love traveling. So for me, I really want to just have time to go and have those nice getaways and enjoy it and just have fun and welcome in my 30th in the most beautiful way. So that's definitely in the pipeline. Course, I mentioned the course that I wanted to do. So I've also bought a course a while ago, and I'm sure it's, I can't remember the exact name. That shows how much I've looked at it since I've purchased it. I'm sure it's called The Mystic Within, and it's Rebecca Campbell's course. And I felt really drawn to doing it. Couldn't tell you why, but it was a full body yes. So I signed up for it straight away and actually haven't looked at it since. It was a couple of months ago that I purchased it. So I really this summer want to take the time to dive deep with that, give it my full energy. And you know what? I'm just doing it for me. I'm not doing it for anybody else, like not even for my work. I just want to do this course for me. And of course, it will filter into my work, I'm sure, you know, as we go throughout our own personal journeys, right? But again, like Josie said to me that this summer was going to be about big transformation, but not like huge in the sense of like huge spiritual awakenings or, you know, like the big transformations I've seen before, but actually just like having that space in that container to take time off is going to create so much opportunity. It's going to create opportunity for me to dive deeper with myself. It's going to help me and create the opportunity to dive deeper with the projects and the books and the courses that I want to dive deeper with. So it doesn't even surprise me to hear that because I'm going to be able to give myself that full undivided attention for like a whole solid 8+ weeks. And that I am solely looking forward to, definitely. And, you know, like I think as well, like with commitments and things, like I am the most like committed, consistent person. Like Laura, my social media manager, we have quarterly reviews together and she goes to all my channels and we talk about everything and talk about what the plan for the next quarter is. And she was like, Emma, I have gone through a whole YouTube channel. And she was like, you're my one client who without fail has never missed an upload for 9 years of your life. And I was like, huh, yeah, you're right, I haven't. And she was like, we need to talk about that. So when I told Laura that I was actually taking these 2 and a bit months off, she was like, yes, oh my God, do it, like fully gonna support it. And I honestly thought she would be like, Emma, you need to be posting something, like get your team to post stuff. And she was like, nope, don't post a single thing for 2 months. You're fine. Like, you've had 9 years of consistency. You're going to be fine. So I feel like I get myself into these routines and consistency so easily. And it's going to be weird to put down that routine of YouTube videos, filming, creating content for 2.5 months. But there will be still some things I am doing. So let's go through what I am and aren't doing on my time off, because I announced this, I want to say like 3-4 weeks ago now on my Instagram. And then ever since, I've had DMs from people saying, get off Instagram, take your time off, why are you working? And I'm like, chill, babes, it was always going to be the end of June. I literally said that in the post. So I was still working at that point, and I was clear that it was from the end of June, but it's all good. So please do not tell me to take time off. I more than take time off. I honor my body. I honor my rest all of the time. I just have such an amazing team who support me. And obviously I batch create content sometimes, and, you know, like even creating an Instagram post doesn't feel like hard work for me anyway. You know, like there's so much support there that you probably would think that I'm there, you know, posting all the time, posting that, when actually I probably am just sat in my garden chilling for the day. So yeah, I definitely don't need any reminders. I 100% walk my talk. I 100% am taking time off. And it was always from the end of June. So it was quite funny to open up those DMs. I was like, I am at the end of June, I promise. So what is stopping then? So the YouTube is stopping for 2.5 months. So last videos went up this week. We had a video on everything you need to know about meditation, and I talk a little bit more about this time off as well. And of course, we have all of our mid-year content that I've recently posted. So don't miss out on that, because you've got your mid-year check-in, which you don't want to miss, and some loads of incredible summer solstice content as well. So the mid-year check-in, still not too late to do that. So you've got 704 videos on that YouTube channel. You're fine. You're going to have plenty of content to dive into for 2 months. You ain't gonna miss any new uploads there, don't worry. So YouTube will pause and stop for that summer period and will resume at the beginning of September as I create my 30th birthday content, because I will be 30 by that point. So I'm sure I'm gonna have so much to share with you about this time off, about turning 30. So I'm excited to see what fresh energy and fresh insights come in over this time, and downloads of how I want to move forward with YouTube as well. So I don't really feel like there's any big intentions around work or like shifting things or changing things, but I do feel that will probably naturally happen anyway. And I'm excited to see what I want to do September onwards. Like, bring it on, here for it. And it did feel scary to like cancel launches as well. I feel like people will probably be wondering, well, was it actually scary for you to like make that commitment and take time off? And Josie said to me, she was like, you are going to resist it. And I feel like maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but I feel like I'm so ready for it equally. So I feel like that outweighs any resistance that there is there. But I think once I'm actually in it, I think that's when it's going to feel weird. Once the routine is disrupted, I feel like that's when I'm going to start to think, oh, I don't have to film today. Oh, I don't have to do this today. I think that's when it's going to feel more real for me, rather than now. Like, I'm like, yeah, bring it on. Woohoo. Nothing's in my diary. I'm here for this. Right now it feels easy, but it's always in those moments when we stop that we're like, oh, this is how it feels. Okay. So I'm definitely not blind to that. I feel like I will probably maybe feel some resistance once I have fully stopped. But I'm really, really, really excited for that and to see what comes from that. So YouTube is stopping for those 2 and a bit months. What else is stopping? Coaching stopping, courses, membership staying, obviously, because I love my membership queens and I'm obviously committed to that. So yeah, if you're a coaching client and you have your package purchased, I'm obviously going to do your sessions. Nobody's being left in the lurch here. But obviously I have phased it out to a point where it's minimal now. So people probably will book in their sessions, or they won't till September. So it's completely up to them. So I will literally be doing absolute minimal work, which feels good. The podcast will be staying. It will be running, only because efficient, consistent assistant queen here. We've already recorded all the episodes, so we're all good. My guest episodes, I get so far in advance with. We would never, like, literally, I could have like 6 months off and we'd be fine for guest episodes. So I never have to worry about that. But yeah, the solo casts I will still be doing, I'm going to keep those as close to publication as possible, just because I feel like it'll be nice to update you and, you know, give that close sort of like accurate energy rather than me recording something 2 months ago. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like, and it's such a low minimal commitment for me, this as well. So I literally enjoy it. It's like chatting to my best friends every week. So for me, doing this is like as easy as breathing rather than feeling like work. So the podcast is still going to remain to go out weekly. My membership queens, everything's going to be staying exactly the same for you, because obviously the calls we have each month, the content's all batch created, so don't need to worry about that. So everything in the membership staying the same, the level of commitment from me, my energy, my presentness with you is still staying exactly the same over the summer. Nothing's going to change there. So podcast, membership is staying the same. And I think that's it. I feel like I've missed something, but it did feel scary to cancel launches, definitely. I think that was where I was going with my original point. Because I was like, right, there's a new course that's birthing in September. We had Attract Alignment Abundance in June. Oh my God, it was so epic and has been so epic. I'm doing the closing ceremony today and my heart just feels so full of gratitude and just like, oh my God, I'm so proud of everybody in that course. So if you have joined me for Attract Alignment Abundance this time, I am so proud of each and every one of you. We've had so many breakthroughs and transformations, so many people having their best 3 weeks of their life. And that just brings me so much joy to see just so many shifts and magic happen within that beautiful container. And the energy's been so amazing this year as well. So I knew that was always going to happen, but I knew there was a new course, spiritual course, that was going to be birthed in September. But every time I was tuning into it, of like, okay, is it this topic or is it this topic? And I was switching between like two topics of, oh, I don't know where I feel called. Then when obviously I was like, I'm taking this time off, I just knew that, nah, we're going to do that course next year. Nope. And when me and Josie spoke about it, it became really clear where I was feeling called to go. And actually, that is something that absolutely deserves full blown energy from me. So doing that and prepping for that over the next.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Year will be perfect to launch that next September, so that there's no rush, everything's, you know, really consciously created, and is, you know, you've got all the time in the world to make it the best course it can be as well. So I'm actually really excited to maybe sit with those ideas over the summer and just see where they go, see where those seeds are planted, and see what comes from that, basically, and where I want to go with it. So again, I could be saying this in 6 months and think, actually, I've changed my mind. We're going to be doing something completely different in September 24, but it feels exciting and it felt the right decision to make to not force myself to do that this September, because it just wouldn't have been ready and it wouldn't have been enough time for all of us with my time off to then go into straight course launch mode. So we're definitely not doing that. But I do feel like there's some great downloads that are coming through in terms of what I want to do for the rest of the year. And that feels really exciting. And it has felt scary to say no to things because I am a yes person a lot of the time, with boundaries, of course, but I love saying yes to incredible opportunities that feel in alignment. And it's been kind of difficult to even then say no to those and be like, I'm literally taking 2 months off. Like, I have to honor this. And I was still saying yes to some things. And then as soon as I went through my calendar, I was like, nope, all of that has got to go. Absolutely not. You're having these 2 months off and you're honoring that. So I've definitely had to pull myself up on it 100%. And I think that's maybe where the resistance comes in, definitely. But I haven't, because obviously, like, the business and everything has really felt like it's been taking off massively this year in new and exciting ways. And I guess, like, you know, people have asked me, do you feel scared about that? Do you feel scared to almost like take that foot off the gas pedal a bit and take those 2 months off? And I'm like, not at all, because I trust in the universe that much. My trust and my belief is so strong now through lived experience and through my mindset shifts that I know that by slowing down is actually going to speed me up even more. And people are like, what? Like, that makes no sense. But it's so true. And we can see that with manifestation time and time again, that when we slow down and when we honor ourselves, we honor our winter seasons, we honor that pause, we take time to just be present with ourselves, the space and opportunity and catalyst for transformation, for shifts, for miracles, for abundance is magnified. Like, it's tenfold. Do you know what I mean? So I don't feel worried about slowing down because, one, I'm not stopping everything. Like, you know, I'm not just saying, sorry, guys, see you in 2.5 months. No podcast, no nothing. Sort yourselves out. Like, you've still got podcasts. My team are going to be supporting me fully. So you're still going to see social media posts. They will be created by me. I wouldn't have anybody else create like my Instagram posts or anything because it's channeled. It's my energy. But I'm going to do that in a way that feels good. So I may not be posting as often. I may, who knows? Do you know what I mean? I might get that bored, I might, but you know, I'm just not holding myself to any expectations with it. And the rest of, you know, my community support, emails, things like that, my team are going to be wholeheartedly supporting you with and there. So the business is still running, the business is still there. And I think that's the beauty of it, that you can take that time out. And I think this is the ultimate, I guess, time privilege and privilege of, you know, having run these businesses for 10 years, is that I can take 2 months out. It's not going to affect it that much. Like, that to me is like the biggest ultimate like level of success, because that's always what I've wanted, where I can say my time is my own and I can choose whether to dedicate that to work, dedicate that to that project today, or I can choose to dedicate it to myself. And not always is that possible. Like, July and August are the easiest times of the year for me to do this because, you know, in a lot of self-help businesses, everything sort of quiets down over the summer while everyone's away on holiday, you know, doing all their summer activities. And then come September, boom, and then all the way through to December and January, busiest times of the year. So if I was doing this break in January and December, yeah, we'd probably have a problem. I probably would be freaking out. But to be honest, it's perfectly aligned with this time of the year when things naturally, you know, quiet down a little bit anyway, and things can, you know, rely on the automation and rely on the evergreen side of the business. So yeah, I'm not worried at all. And I'm not worried because I'm so lucky that I have created a business that supports me and created a team and unit of people that support me wholeheartedly as well. So when I told them I was taking this time off, there was no like, oh my God, what are we going to do for work? It was literally like, give us all your work. We are here to support you. Anything you need, like, you tell us, we are going to make this happen. So that for me is the ultimate gratitude and ultimate moment of, you have, this is what you've worked 10 years for, to be able to do this more regularly if you wanted to. And yeah, I'm not against making it more regular as well, and, you know, enjoying the fruits of my labor a bit more and slowing down and allowing the universe to guide me a bit more. So I'm really excited to see what comes from this time and what transformation happens, and yeah, like how I feel energized and what the content's gonna feel and look like from September onwards. I feel like there are some big shifts coming in my offerings. I feel like I'm already getting the downloads for that. So that feels really exciting to sit with that over the summer and be like, is that a full body yes or is that a no? And what energy do I wanna take into 2024 and take into this next year as I hit this milestone of 30? And again, you know, this is another big reason for this time off. Is I'm turning 30 at the end of August, and I'm like, enjoy your freaking time, queen. You have more than deserved and earned this. Like, enjoy your birthday, take time off, go traveling, see your friends, try the things that sometimes you don't always have the time to do. You know, I'm not going to have the same level of commitments that I have held for 7 years in this business, or, you know, 10 years as a whole as an entrepreneur. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And it's going to be like interesting to see how that shifts within me, how I want to work when I return and how those commitments look and things. So yeah, I'm really interested. And also I'm going to be in a whole new decade at that point, a whole new energy. So I feel like it's going to be interesting to see how that shifts within me. And also at the end of July, I have a brand photo shoot that was booked in ages ago. But to me, that's play and fun anyway, because I get to like have my hair and makeup done, wear nice clothes and pose for 2 hours. So for me, that's never work. That's like, we're gonna get some cute ass photos here. So yeah, so that's happening at the end of July, and I'm excited because then it's going to be that fresh energy coming in for the autumn as well, with these photos, with the branding. So there's a lot of exciting stuff. And again, because I know I said that this podcast was about embodying my abundant girl summer, healthy girl summer, blessed girl summer, etc., etc. But this is the time to do it. We are in that masculine energy of summer, basically. We've hit the summer solstice. We're in the full expression of masculine energy right now. And if you're not familiar with divine feminine and divine masculine energies, the summer is representative of the yang energy, which is the divine masculine energy. And the divine masculine energy represents manifestation. It represents life. It represents joy. It represents celebration. It represents action and seeing things come into fruition. So if you were to say to me, what's the most abundant time of the year? Now, literally now, because from the summer solstice, we have that big push and surge of energy as we're in that fullest, lightest expression of manifestation energy. Then we have Lionsgate on the 8th of August, so not long now. And that is literally the most like abundant day of the year to set your intention. And there's going to be, I will create some content around that, especially on Instagram, because I don't want to not create that content for you guys. So I will create some Instagram posts, or maybe even a podcast here on Lionsgate around that energy. So there's lots of really incredible energy coming up. And that's going to support all of our hot girl summers and blessed girl summers, abundant girl summers. But choose what word you want to embody this summer, because this is what I've done. I've thought, right, here are my intentions of what I would like to cultivate this summer and my focuses to be. But also, what word would I really like to embody? And I've kind of frittered between a few. I've had bliss, I've had thrive, I've had a few different words. So I'm still settling and landing on that one word myself, but you can have more than one word as well. But think about now, what word do you really want to embody this summer? So is it abundant girl summer? Is it blessed girl summer? Is it healthy girl summer? Is it wealthy girl summer? Is it just hot girl summer? You know, think about what word you want to embody this summer and have that as your intention until the autumn equinox on the 21st of September, because this next 3 month period is really going to be the time to like walk your talk, embody that, get out there, make it happen, green light from the universe. Everything is coming to fruition now. This is the energy to support that. So this is why I feel like summer is almost that like supercharged time where we have the energy to do it. We have the energy supporting us to do this. So if you want to make a change, or if you're like, oh God, I really want to come to September and be like, I've achieved this goal, or I feel like I embodied my happy girl summer or whatever, like think about what summer you want and what is the word that you are going to embody, and commit to that, and commit to that through action as well, through thinking about what can I do do this week to embody my happy girl summer? What can I do this week to embody my healthy girl summer? Is that through fitness? Is that through nutrition? Is that through mindful eating? Is that through self-love practices? So there's so much you can do, but pick your word, because when you start off with your word, you start off with intention, and then the rest follows from that through actions, through consistency, through that embodiment process, so to speak. And you've got all summer to do it. So it's not a burnout race of, right, let's do everything and anything to embody my healthy girl summer. Definitely not. Take your time with it. Although we're in that vibrant, bright, masculine energy, which is very action orientated and driven, you don't want to burn yourself out. This is not burnout girl summer. This is like healthy, happy, wealthy, abundant girl summer, right? So you do it in your own time. You do it through embodiment. You do it through grace. You do it through gentleness, because that gentleness creates that consistency, and that consistency creates the ripple effect, creating the result that you want. So like I said earlier on with the Peloton, I could go all out with that. I'd be like, right, I'm doing X amount of classes a week. Yep, amazing. But I know come September that is not going to be doable or manageable again. So it's like, you don't just want to go all out in summer and then it not be consistent, especially with health, throughout the rest of the year, for example. So you want it to be a consistent abundance, a consistent, sustainable abundance result manifestation, right? So that's why we have to do it gently and do it in a way that feels aligned and right for you, so that you stick to it, so that it feels good and ultimately feels fun. You should not be doing these things if they don't feel fun. So we want to feel the fun with it, feel the goodness, and feel the joy from that. And another aspect to taking this time off is, I guess, a little bit of that self-reflection and inner winter time as well. I know that I'm going into this like inner winter phase. I can like totally feel it, even though we're in the outer masculine summer energy, that internal winter stage is coming, where of course I'm going to be manifesting. I manifest all the time. But for me, the last like 5-6 months, well, basically the whole of 2023, has been pretty stressful in some areas of my life, the house to be specific. And it's not always felt the good. And unfortunately, it's not, as I said in my house podcast and video, like it's not been the experience that we wanted, and it hasn't been the easiest. So for me, I just really want to process. I want to process and feel safe in my home and have a little bit of privacy, if that makes sense. Because although I am someone who is in the public, I share things here on my podcast, I share things on my YouTube, I deserve privacy too. And that hasn't been respected, especially my work has not been respected with that privacy by people who were in that selling process. And that's not felt good at all for either of us, me or my partner. And it's been really difficult to navigate that in times and feel safe in our home and feel like we can just get on with it, if that makes sense. So for me, this time off is also processing. It's processing, a little bit of healing as well with that, definitely. And I think just actually allowing myself to enjoy this house now. It will be good to just process. It will be good to just take my time to process and to feel safe in the home and to make it our own as well and actually enjoy it, because I feel like that's been a little bit of a downer, which hasn't fully allowed us to enjoy it properly yet. So I'm excited to just, yeah, feel fully joyful and aligned with that, if that makes sense, because there are so many happy memories here already and so much joy. And it's been so much fun decorating and doing stuff. And again, the whole reason for this time off as well is to have more time to enjoy the home and to decorate and to do different things. So it'll be nice to have that time, and it'll be nice to just like have that little bit of privacy with it as well, where I don't feel like I need to post on social media. Not that I do anyway, but, you know, I'm talking about work stuff as well. You know, so just take that step back and be like, if I want to post today, I can. If I don't, I don't have to. If I want to do this, I can. But if I don't, I don't have to. So I am really excited for this time off. I'm excited to see what it brings, see what transformation happens, and just give myself full-blown permission to have time off, because I think we all need that reminder sometimes, and we can get so focused on our goals, on our businesses. If you're a business owner, like, I'm sure you're hearing all of this podcast episode like, oh my God, I so need time off. And after 10 years of hard work, I just really need that prolonged time off. Like, I'm really amazing at taking a week off whenever I want, but it's actually more about that prolonged time where I can just really sit within that energy and dive deep with it and, yeah, see what it brings. See what it brings and see what shifts are going to come September. Anyway, I appreciate you all so much for listening to this podcast episode. I hope it's been helpful and I hope it's been insightful into, you know, why I'm doing this, what I'm hoping to achieve from it, my plans for the summer, and obviously give yourself permission to take that time off as well. Even if it's a day, even if it's a week, it doesn't have to be 2.5 months. I appreciate it. It's probably not possible for everybody. But again, like, the reason why I've worked so hard in my 20s is to be able to have the privilege of this time now, right? So again, look at it as that investment of, it's, you know, if you are feeling burnt out, especially, because obviously that's not my situation, if you are feeling burnt out, because believe me, I've been there a lot over the years, give yourself permission to slow down, give yourself permission to enjoy life that little bit more, take some time off over the summer, see your friends, see your loved ones, go do the things that you want to do, because we are in that full liberated energy of joy and celebration right now with the masculine energy. So now is the time to do it. We automatically want to be outdoors more anyway when it's hot and sunny, right? And when it's summer, but, you know, get out in nature, reconnect to nature. That is a big goal of mine with the garden we're doing. And obviously, like, just in general, I really want to be so submerged in nature this summer and just really enjoy it and reconnect back to it. So that's my intention as well. But obviously the podcast is staying the same. So I feel like on YouTube, I was like, see you in September. So I can't really do that outro here because I will see you next week for another podcast episode. But I will obviously be updating you on how I get on. And obviously there'll be normal content resumes on here as well for you. So it's not all going to be about my time off. But I am excited to spend my 30th birthday in this container, in this time off, and return with new knowledge, new insight, new downloads, and a new energy for the rest of 2023. But thank you so much, gorgeous souls. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you are up to. And I will see you all in my next podcast, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.